Alright, let's talk about the biggest bitch in the whole wide world, YouTube ads. I remember when I had my media buying team out in Miami, clearly YouTube looked like it would be an amazing idea. I mean, all we do is VSLs. YouTube is a massive platform full of videos. VSLs should work on YouTube. Duh, no brainer. That seems like a big idea. Google is monstrous. YouTube is monstrous. Let's get this stuff working on YouTube, right? Well, what happened? We were crushing it on Facebook, and we wanted to ask the question, could we double revenue if we just cracked YouTube? And I'll tell you right now, the short answer is fuck yeah, you can. Anything you're doing on Facebook, you can do 30% more on YouTube. 30% more. Half of you guys aren't doing YouTube ads right now, and first off, it's okay. It's a fucking bitch, but when you crack it, I'm gonna talk about it in this video. When you crack it, it becomes this king of the internet. YouTube is the king of the internet right now. YouTube ads are crushing it. It's the highest scale thing that you can do. It's just, there's this giant river of people going onto YouTube, typing in all these different keywords, and it's just a consistent stream of new eyeballs coming into YouTube, watching videos, and you can play videos right there. And my old limiting belief was, oh, well, the click the button thing is too small. No one can know what to click on, so it's a bad click to rate. Now, the truth is your fucking ad sucked. Like always, best answer ever. If you ever got a problem with advertising, it's because your ads suck. YouTube and Google know everything about your customers, and you can be a little bit more aggressive on YouTube to make it work. But there's a pain in the ass, right? It is a pain in the ass. I didn't crack YouTube at the beginning. In fact, I gave up on YouTube three times. The first time we got on, we just started losing money. We couldn't find it. We couldn't find a way to work. So I was like, fuck YouTube, give up. The second time we got back on, we're like, no, we got to crack this. So we get back on, we start learning, we're losing a bunch of money. Fuck you, fuck YouTube, get off. The third time we get back on, we start losing a bunch of money. I'm like, fuck YouTube, guys, stop with the YouTube. Let's stick with Facebook. We're giving up on YouTube. That's it. Throw it out the window. But one of my media buyers, one of the legends, he just was like, nah, man, I think this could work. Why wouldn't it work? We make VSLs to inspire people to buy. YouTube is just a platform of people watching videos. They're already in ADD mode anyway. They click on a video, then suddenly they see your ad, they're sucked into it, right? Why wouldn't it work? So he kept pushing through. He kept pushing through, and by golly, we fucking cracked it, right? Word on the street is for YouTube, there's like invisible penalties for new advertisers. Now, I'm not exactly sure. I just heard about this. If you're kind of new, it causes issues. I do know it takes a long time to get the pixel up and running. You need to get a lot of fires, and you really got to go through hell to get this pixel grown up into a mature pixel. And that's what's really going to be able to get you to start having these monster days on YouTube. That's what's going to be able to have YouTube be bigger than Facebook. Now, when I got to Mindvalley and it was time to open up the VSL department, right? Obviously, by now I had known, yeah, YouTube, it's a no-brainer. You gotta get on it. It's one of the best traffic sources. It's better than Facebook. It's more consistent than Facebook. Facebook's a fucking roller coaster. YouTube is just this beast that holds it steady, strong and steady. It's an amazing platform once you go through hell. You have to go through hell in order to get this thing. I'm talking about losing over and over and over and over again for weeks until suddenly it just starts working. Like Facebook, like YouTube's just like, fine, here's the fucking winning campaign. Fine, here's some good results. Fine, I'll start sending you to the good traffic. It's really weird. So when I got to Mindvalley, we started cracking on Facebook. You want to start by cracking and optimizing these campaigns on Facebook because Facebook is really great at split testing and moving very, very fast and getting results very quick. When you do that, you take your winning campaigns and you port them over to YouTube and you start building out kind of the YouTube department. So that was my plan when I got to Mindvalley. I was going to sit down and focus with the Facebook team and do nothing but make VSLs and VSL variations to crack Facebook. If I was like, if we can get Facebook to, you know, a huge amount spend per day, then we can double that by just moving over to YouTube. So we started by giving YouTube to an agency because we didn't have anyone internally to figure this thing out. 3 months go by and it's just a fucking shit show. These guys haven't cracked anything, nothing's happened, but it's not even their fault because setting up the tech and this back and forth stuff is a pain in the ass. A lot of agencies, media buying agencies, won't take your YouTube offers unless it's already converting on YouTube. A lot of them want you to crack it on YouTube and then they'll scale it for you on YouTube, even though I think that part's really, really easy. And if you can crack it yourself, you might as well just build it out internally. So that's what we did, right? After about 3 months, I was fed up. I hopped on a plane and I flew 36 hours to Malaysia. 36 hours from Florida to Malaysia. I sat down in the chair and I was like, I'm not leaving this until we crack YouTube. Now, by now, I even forgot how you even cracked YouTube in the first place. So I called up one of my buddies. I was like, hey, bro, how do you crack YouTube? I totally forgot, you know? I was never a YouTube media buyer. This is the kind of the point where I jumped off. I was a Facebook media buyer basically my entire career, and then I had badass media buyers crack kind of YouTube for me. So I knew there was a way to crack it, so I called up my friend, and I was like, hey, how do you crack YouTube? He's like, dude, you just have to make a fuckload of variations of your video. That's really it. Just make a fuckload. I'm like, what does that mean? He's like, I don't know, but you know it when you know it, you know? Like, and I'm like, what do you mean by variations? I'm just like, if you have something that's working on Facebook, you just have to create a shitload of variations to find the one that's gonna work, the introduction that's gonna work, the hooks that's gonna work on this thing to capture people's attention, to make sure you're getting the right people in, and then just do that, right? And just go through the hell. So I sat down and made, over the course of the next 3 weeks, 52 variations for two VSLs that we had on two different offers. And after three fucking weeks, we finally cracked it. We were losing every single day for almost 3 weeks, and then suddenly the campaign gets cracked and things start to work and the shit starts to take off. And today we are the number one. We're not even the number one. I just checked VidTao yesterday with my team. We have the number one, three, and four video on YouTube. Like, we are dominating the YouTube ads for videos longer than 10 minutes, right? For VSLs. We're completely dominating the space. And dog, you have to go through hell. I went through hell in order to make that happen, in order to get through this. And then once we had the belief, the team was able to come in and keep this kind of ball rolling, keep testing different variations. And we test the VSL direct on YouTube. So that's the big lesson here. Direct on YouTube. YouTube, VSLs. Guys, VSLs. If you're not doing YouTube, you can double revenue by getting on YouTube. It's crazy. Crazy how that whole thing works. So if that inspire you to get onto YouTube, then I'll just tell you, get onto YouTube. It's a great thing. Once you crack something on Facebook, it's time to dive into YouTube. So that's it. See you guys later.